Hey there, Pat. Thanks for waiting. What can we do for you?
I have a question regarding my plants, Milton. The roses are blooming. The hibiscus are blooming. My oleanders are blooming. I've got blooms everywhere. I've got
lemons. Take pictures. Take pictures.
Well, what do I do?
Take pictures.
Oh, just
cover them with something?
Well,
or should I cover pot? Should I cover the plant?
No, they're in the ground, aren't they?
Isn't it
some of them are, and some of them aren't.
Isn't it kind of like the living will? Isn't it time that that you
get
let them go naturally now rather
you're
than
no. in January? You're getting kind of greedy.
But
that's for sure.
I can't help it. They're blooming. Somebody messed up with the weather for sure.
No, oh, somebody. God.
Just enjoy them for about 3 days because they probably won't be blooming.
Well, now, all it's going to do is knock the blooms off and buds off.
But it won't kill the plants.
Now, that hibiscus, that's a Chinese hibiscus you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. The blooms on the hibiscus are gorgeous.
Ah, okay, that's Chinese. The other
they're
one
big
goes
orange,
warm.
Red. They're so pretty.
Yeah. Now, you need to protect that. Is that in the ground?
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah, to cover that one.
Who
up.
Told you to put that in the ground?
Well, they just done really well.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think it'll kill them, but it might take some wood, that new wood.
Yeah, even though I had in containers on my patio that last freeze, they were blooming pretty well, and they had a lot of wood killed and not the whole plant killed, and then finally I moved them in the greenhouse. Yeah, that one, the oleander, you might get some foliage kill, but the roses won't hurt them a bit, just the blooms will quit.
No, I'm sorry.
But the roses started coming back, beautifully and started blooming like crazy, and I've got gorgeous pink blooms out there.
I'm sorry.
could I do anything? I can't move the bougainvilleas because the pots are too big. They're too heavy.
Well, you can cover by just put a blanket over them or, some of this grow web material.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect the bougainvilleas to still bloom, though, even if you cover them. They just...
No. None of this stuff.
It seems strange that they're blooming with this 40-degree weather even.
I know it.
Mine quit blooming when it gets...
Well I've
you
got
sure
orange, pink, and red. I've got all colors out there.
You just...
All right. Have you got a camera?
Bragging.
Have you got a nice camera that you can take pictures of?
So where are you? Where do you live in town?
I live in New Braunfels, and as we speak, it is raining and getting colder all along. So
all along.
I've got to run out there, and I'll probably come down with whatever Jerry's got.
No, that's my wife that's got that.
Oh, you live in New...
Many pills
you're in New Braunfels and that stuff is still blooming?
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's colder in New Braunfels.
Because, there's some of the southern part of San Antonio stuff is blooming up a storm, but...
Only thing I'd worry about is that hibiscus. You can get some grow web or this plant cloth or whatever. And see, if they're talking 29 degrees... That'll definitely save your new wood. I think it'll save a lot of new wood.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Calvin says, I told you a while ago, I said anything flowering and flowers are more cold susceptible than wood. And so you're going to lose the buds and the flowers, okay?
Well,
I'm just sorry.
Don't want to lose the plants, and
you won't lose the plants.
For
no,
a while that
no.
Everything forgot, that winter was coming. They thought it was spring.
I'd be nervous about the bougainvillea and Jerry's hibiscus for sure.
Yeah.
If I drape sheets over them and put Christmas lights, I think I heard one of you mention that sometime.
Yeah.
You don't need
Christmas lights. It's not going to be that cold.
Now, this with this drizzly rain, if you put your sheets over there, then
well,
a little plastic... Yeah.
it'll ice them over.
Yeah.
That'll be so neat.
Okay.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
And if you do put Christmas lights under there and you got a bloom on there and it ices over that sheet or whatever, take some pictures for me. I'd love to have
them. The New Braunfels forecast is pretty bleak.
Oh, quit it.
It is.
It's all at 15, 20 miles up the road.
That's where it's sort of stopping. They're talking about the freezing rain and all that just being north of town.
So you may be able to get some good pictures. Huh?
Yeah, you may be of the
or what you
icicles.
She will catch her cold.
The blooming bougainvillea with the icicles hanging
there
from
it. There you go. Won't that be pretty?
Hey, Pat, give us a report, though, whatever happens.
I will. Thanks, Milton. You just ruined my whole afternoon.
I'm sorry, Pat.
I was going to build a fire, grab a good book.
Pat, he's kind of that way. He does it to us every single weekend.
What you could do is just leave it uncovered And then when the ice gets all on there, and like he says, the icicles on the blooms and everything, that'll be a beautiful picture. Are you a good photographer?
Well, I will take some pictures.
Oh, good.
Okay.
And I may be in tears if I lose all those plants. But
well, that's all right. Warm we'll tears will also thaw the plants out. So.
All right, Pat. Well, email us the picture.
Half
okay?
The fun, Pat, is replanting things.
That's right.
You know what? Who said gardening was fun? Always something wrong.
It's work.
No, it's
a lot of work.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's not boring.
What?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Thanks, Pat.
The way Pat
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.